Put the taps back here. I see some of you people in the 70s already tapping your foot. How many know that it's time to stay alive? How do you stay alive? By staying what? Planted. How many know things that get uprooted, what happens to them? They die. You uproot a tree, what happens? It dies. You uproot flowers, plants, crops, what happens? It dies. So if you want to stay alive, and today we got to say, this is the year that God is calling me to be planted. To be planted. I'm going to talk to you today about the thought as I introduce a series. Where are you planted? Where are you planted? Same question that God asked Adam and Eve. Matter of fact, let's go right to it. We're going to close with the same verse today, but I want to open with it as well. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 9. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God among the trees and of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said, "Where are you?" Come on, turn to your neighbor and ask him that question. Say, "Where are you?" Very much a question today. I believe that the Holy Spirit is asking us, "Where are you?" As we're talking about being planted today, we got to make sure that we are in the right spot that God is planting us. We talked about last year as the theme. This time last year, we talked about the theme, Breaking New Ground. It was an incredible series that God had given us for the theme of the year and breaking new ground in our life. It was in the middle of that theme, Breaking New Grounds, where God gave us the property. And the property God miraculously had given us for a great price. We're able to close on that. We're in the process of paying that off. We'll be giving an update next week of how far along we are. We're way past now halfway, and we're chunking at it real fast. And God has given us 11 acres just a quarter mile down the road on Range Line Road. If you know anything about this area and commercial property, that just doesn't happen. But God had given us favor and has done a miracle there. That all happened during the middle of the breaking new ground. And spiritually in your own life, many of you broke new ground for the first time. You attained things. You got to a certain place in God that you had never been before. You went to a new place saying, "I don't want to stay here. It's a new season that God is calling me, my family, my marriage, myself personally, to go to." And so we begin to see people break new ground in their life all year long. So what happens when you surrender your life to God? What's next? You say, "God, I'm ready to break new ground. I want to surrender my life totally to you. What's next?" Well, here's the answer. Stay planted. What's next is stay planted. After I break new ground in my life and I surrender my life to Christ, what's next is for me to learn to grow my roots deep and say, "I've got to learn to stay planted." After you've broken new ground, you got to realize, boy, it was a lot of work to get there. I mean, some of you worked hard to get to where you are, to have some spiritual breakthrough in your life. It was a tough season. I mean, you had to work really hard to get there. You had to give up some things. You had to grow up in some areas. You had to mature in areas. You had to learn to let your pride go, to let your selfish nature not rule you, and to put aside some things and begin to grow and to get there. So today, say, "Pastor Gene, just give it to me straight." Can someone tell me that? You know I'm going to, so you might as well get ready. So just strap your seatbelts on today, your spiritual seatbelts, because it's about to get real in this house this morning as we speak the truth. When I tell you this, let's just be really honest today, that many of you, when it comes to breaking new ground and getting to places in God, you've been here before. You've been here before. You've made commitments to God only to follow through and to see yourself going back from the place that God wanted to plant you. Don't look at me like I'm the only one who's ever done this before in my life. We work hard to get there, and then we fall back to the place we shouldn't have been. That's why I preached a sermon the last Sunday of the year, last year, just a few weeks ago. If you didn't hear that, go back online and get that, called "Don't Look Back," because I believe that this year, the Destiny Church, that God is telling us, it's a season of being planted. quit going back. For many of you, you got to stop going back to the place that you came from. If God loved me enough to deliver me out of that place, why would I ever want to go back to that place again? But God loved me enough to pull me out, to rescue me, and to plant my feet upon the rock to stay. And Scripture says, I want to learn to what? Be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I shall not be what? Moved, man. We're not going to be moved. And so God is calling us in this season to grow our roots deep. Let's be honest. We've been here before. Let's be real honest today. Let me just tell you how it is, okay? The real truth of the matter is this, that it's a lot of struggle, a lot of hard work to break new ground and to get where God's calling you to go. But let me give you the truth of the fact is this as well, that most of the time, it's much harder to stay there once you get there than it was to ever get there in the first place. It's a lot of work to stay there. Because if you're not careful, your old human nature will pull you back from the place you've been. It'll pull you back there. And so it's a lot of work to stay planted. Some of you say, well, Pastor, isn't that being kind of spiritually lazy? You're teaching us to go out and to multiply. No, you're never going to bear fruit if you're not planted first. Are you understanding? We can't skip it. We can't break new ground and go right to bearing fruit if we haven't taken time to be planted. And that's why this theme for this year, I believe, is so important. Because God is calling us, Destiny Church, to see a deeper level of being planted. Why? Because He's preparing us for the multiplication that's coming our way. Now, let me tell you this. We've always added it around here. We've had no problem adding. People are coming. Every week we have new people coming. We're adding. But there's a season of multiplication that He is preparing us for. And we'll get there in just a minute. And I'll show it to you. There's a season of multiplication He's preparing us for. And we've got to get ourselves planted now to receive that season of multiplication. How many times have we said, God, I promise, this time, if you'll only help me out of this situation, I'll never go back. This is probably the first prayer I ever remember praying, Chuck. I would pray this prayer as a kid all the time because I was in trouble a lot. And I would be sent home from school with a slip of paper that says, have your parents sign this because you're going to get some licks tomorrow. How many remember those days when you could do that? Yeah. They were so abusive, wasn't they? I know, you know. And so I had to go home and get my parents to sign it. And I thought on the way home, I was like, God, my dad sees this paper. What the school's going to give me is going to be light punishment compared to what my dad's going to do to me. God, if you'll just help me out of this. If you'll just give my dad grace one time, God, if you'll just help me, I promise I'll be good. I promise I'll never talk again to school. I'll never do this. I'll never do that. I mean, that prayer started early on for me, and as it got older, the same thing followed. God, if you'll just help me out of this mess, I promise I'll be in church every week. God, if you pull me out of this mess, God, I'll be on time. I promise. I won't be late. God, I'll be here. God, I'll be there. And God, I won't miss. And God, if you pull me out of this financial struggle, God, I'll start tithing all the time. Come on, how many of us, we've prayed those prayers before only to fall back after we've gone through a season of going through that, we find ourselves falling back to the place we used to be. And God says, listen, today is time for you to be planted. To stop going back in reverse. Quit having seasons. Too many of us are like spiritual elevators. We're going up and down, up and down, up and down. When things are hard in life, we get planted. And when things get better, we unplant ourselves and do our own selfish thing. I'm just keeping it real and telling you, that's just something that we have to all get through. And when are we going to say, God, I want to learn to be planted through the good and through the bad. I want to learn to grow my roots deep so I can stay plugged in and be ready for the season you have for my life. See, the place that God has planted us is much more important than people realize. Some people don't think it's important, but let me say, environment and place matters to God. It matters to God. Matter of fact, we see, when we talk about being planted in a place, it really has a twofold meaning. First of all, when we talk about place, we're talking about the local place, the local church God has got you planted in, and to a spiritual place, the spiritual place God has you planted in. Now, as I expound on this thought, the local place God has you planted, first of all, let me just say this before I get any deeper in the sermon. Many of you know me and you know my heart. And I want to make it very clear that I believe that Destiny Church, even though as great as it is, and obviously we all think it's great, we wouldn't be here, it's not the only church in town. And there's a lot of great churches in town. And this message is not to prove a point to say that we're the best church in town and we're the only church people can go to. If you read that, you're hearing me wrong. That's not what I'm saying at all today. But what I'm saying is this, that God knows where we need to be to grow. And he plants you in the right garden so you learn to grow where you're planted. And if you're not in the wrong garden, you're in trouble. And so that's why environment matters. Matter of fact, there's been people at Destiny that they were in the wrong garden. And I talked to and counseled them. I said, listen, you're just in the wrong spot. And I would recommend other places to go. So here's a church you might try out. It would probably fit you better where you can actually grow in the areas you need to grow in. I'm not afraid to do that. And I'm not afraid to admit that we're not for everybody as much as we want to be and hope to be. I've got to realize, and we got to realize, we're not for everybody, okay? And so I realize that today. So saying that forward, I want you to hear me as I get into the meat of this next part of our sermon. That I'm going to talk about that it's possible to be in the place that God has called you, the local church that God's called you to, and be out of place spiritually that God's called you. Let me say again. It's possible to be in the right place locally, but be out of place spiritually. But what happens oftentimes, if we're not in the right place locally, we'll also be out of the right place spiritually. And they go hand in hand. Let me show you what I'm talking about as we get deeper into this message. We must learn the importance of staying planted in the local place that God has spiritually planted us to be. And the two places go hand in hand. See, Scripture says that we're called to go from faith to faith. He says, I go from faith to faith. What's that mean? It means I grow in faith to faith. I'm not called to be a spiritual elevator, go up in faith, down, up, down, up, down. No, he says those people are like the waves of the sea that are tossed around. He says, I've called you to be a rock, and we grow from faith to faith. The only place I should go is stronger, solid, and closer to him. I should never allow myself to have a mudslide and go way back down here. No, God is saying, I want you to learn to level off. I want you to learn to be at the place I've called you to be. And so, how do we do that? Locally, realize this, God has called us to plant where we are. We got to grow from faith to faith. Why is that important? Why is that important? Because how many know our problems change, don't they? Your problems change. My problems change. I go through seasons where my problems change. Sometimes my problems get bigger. Sometimes they change in circumstance. And so that's why it's important that my faith changes as well, that it grows as well. You see, I've got to learn to stop telling my friends about how big my problem is and start telling my friends about how big God is. That's good, thank you. Let me give you something even deeper than that. This is for the spiritual mature here today, okay? As much as God cares about what we go through and wants to hear us and loves it, he says, cast your cares upon him. There comes a point in your life when you got to stop telling God how big your problems are and start talking to your problems about how big your God is. Growing from faith to faith. You see, it not only happens when you grow your roots deep, that my faith begins to grow and begins to flourish in my life. So the place I'm at affects how I grow and how I'm planted spiritually. See, Satan will do everything he can to get you out of the right place so he can get you out of the right place. Understand what I'm saying? Satan will do everything he can to get you and your family out of the place he's wanting to plant you spiritually in the local place so that he can attack you spiritually and get you out of that place as well. They go hand in hand. And so when God plant you somewhere to grow, he's planting you there because he's trying to plant you in a different place spiritually. And so if he can get you, Satan can attack you and keep you out of the church that he's calling you to be planted in. If he can get you separated from that, if he can get you to stop coming for a season, what's he doing? He's uprooting your root system and he leaves you vulnerable to be attacked. You'll die Spiritually, you will die if you're not plugged in. And the problem that we see as immature Christians is this, is that we only come to church during seasons, when things are okay, when it's convenient, or when I'm going through a crisis, whatever the season is. We pick our seasons, and then we have seasons we're not there for long periods of time. And that's just so unhealthy for all of us. And I can say this, I'm not preaching to one person today. I'm preaching to many people, because I know this to be a fact, that Satan wants to do anything he can to preoccupy us from being planted so that he can also take away the place spiritually he wants us to be. It's the law of environment. The law of environment says this: your environment is either going to help you grow or it's helping you die. Your environment will either help you grow or it helps you die. And it's just the greenhouse effect. Spiritually, the environment you're in, it affects you. If you think you can be in an environment that doesn't affect you, you're being misled today. That's why as a new Christian and as a new believer, I can't hang around everybody I used to hang around. Because my environment pulls me back into the same things I used to do before I was saved. And so many times we're not strong enough to be around those people or those places at this point in our life until we get our roots deeper. Our environments matter. I got to be strong enough. I got to plant my roots deep in where God's planting me so that spiritually he can plant me where he wants me to be. They go hand in hand. And Satan will try to do everything he can to get you out of that place so he can also get you out of the place God's calling you. An environment matters to God. Matter of fact, we find this in the creation account. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 6 through 12, we see where God spent a lot of time creating the heavens and the earth, the sky and the oceans and the grass and the land and the trees. We see all these things created first, and it's not until verse 20 later that we see where God creates man. I'm sorry, where God creates the creatures. Think about this. Did God create the fish first or the ocean? The ocean. Did he create the birds first or the sky? The sky. Did he create the cattle of the earth first or the land and the grass first? He created the land and the grass. Why? Because God knows environment matters. And he always establishes the environment first to sustain and multiply the life that he's going to place there. Now, spiritually, I want you to get this. Destiny Church, God is creating an environment here that is not only going to sustain you, but it's going to be a multiplication to this community. There's got to be a place where people come and can multiply in their life, where people who are tired of Coke and a smile church and say, I got to have it real. I got to have a Spirit of God penetrating their life, where the Spirit of God is changing their life, changing their attitude, changing their actions, changing their marriage, changing their children. I mean, he wants to have a place where we can multiply, and we want to be that place. So think about what God's doing now. God is creating in us an environment that's going to be an environment that multiplies itself. I wish you could put on my spiritual glasses today and see what the Holy Spirit is showing me in my spirit. You would be blown away what God is setting us up for. I want you to know that God is setting us up for something. This is not by chance that we're here. This is not by chance that God is establishing us in this community where he's establishing us. Why? Because he is preparing us to be a multiplication, a greenhouse for people to come in and grow. Think about it. God has got us in the environment he wants us. He does environment first, and then he places us there. Think about it. He placed 5 days on creation before he ever creates man. He spends 1 day on man and 5 previous days on creation. He spent 5 days preparing the place that man was going to live and be sustained and grow and multiply, and only spent 1 day on the man. See, there's a season, even though we're adding, God is setting up an environment that when it happens, a multiplication is going to happen. It's going to happen. God's going to send people that are going to multiply spiritually, physically, it's going to happen. And he's preparing you and I, this environment, to handle the multiplication that's coming. That's why you got to be planted. Because God's going to plant you, he's going to use you, and he's going to grow you deep to be a part of this sustaining greenhouse, spiritual greenhouse, that he's building. Look what Genesis 2:15 says. Then the Lord took the man and put him in the garden. Everybody say, put him in the garden. See, he destined. He had a place created for Adam. He takes Adam, he places him in the Garden of Eden to tend and to keep it. He didn't find the garden by accident. He didn't stumble upon the Garden of Eden by accident. No, God took Adam and placed him in the garden. Let me say this to you. You're not here by accident today. God has you here for a reason. God has you. I don't know how many people have told me, Pastor, I just was driving by and the Spirit of God just hit my car when I was on range line and said, you got to go in that church. I didn't know why. Many of you here, a friend was talking about it and your spirit popped, your heart and started beating real fast. I need to go visit and see what God's doing there. I need to be there. Story after story after story, I hear so many people tell me the same thing. Why? Because God is trying to plant you somewhere. You're not here by accident. You didn't just stumble upon Destiny Church. God is planting you here for this season in your life because he's preparing you. And he wants to grow your roots deep so that you can become a tree that multiplies. God created you. He knows exactly the garden you need to be in to sustain. This is important. God created you, and he knows exactly the garden you need to be in to sustain. For many of you, you can't survive in another garden. Not because it's not a good garden, but you need it real. You got to have more than just a pat on the shoulder. You got to have somebody who's going to get in your face and tell you, hey, it's time to grow up, or it's time to mature, or it's time to quit being so selfish, or it's time, listen, you like talking way too much for someone else to challenge you how you speak your words. Come on. Some of you, you've got too much lust in your life not to have it real every week. And so it may be all right for somebody else to be like, you know what? I'm all right. And some of you here, that's why I want to tell you. That's why you don't need to argue with anybody. When you have family members who don't understand why you're there at this church, well, that's not what the way we raised you. We didn't raise you to lift your hands and worship the Lord like that. We taught you to be reverent and to be quiet and still in church. That's okay for them. That's all right. But God knows you need more than that right now in your life. God knows he's trying to grow you to a place and it's going to take you learning to surrender your pride and prepare you for where he's taking you. God knows that. For many of you, people are going to say, why did you leave? You've been in this church for 25 years. Now you left us and you're going to a different church. Listen, that's all right. I say, I love you. I will meet you for dinner or lunch after church. But I've got to be in the garden God's planted me in now because I'm growing. And for the first time, for many of you, it's been a long time since you've grown. And God's planting you there. I don't know how many people, I hear the same testimony time and time again from people who attend Destiny Church. They'll say, Pastor, I'm here and I've grown more in the last year than I grew the previous 10 years of my Christian walk. Why is that? Because they found the right garden for them. Not the right garden for everybody, but for the garden for you, it's the right garden. God is growing you. God is challenging you. That's why your environment matters. That's why you being here matters. That's why you planting your roots deep matters. Because God's trying to grow you, not only sustain you, but grow you to become a tree that multiplies. A tree that multiplies and has the fruit of the Spirit all over it. Turn to your neighbor and say, he's preaching to all of us today. God made you. He knows what kind of garden you need to be in. Genesis 1:28, look what it says. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, what? Be fruitful and multiply. So he's placed them in the garden, and then he says, I am blessing you, and now be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth, subdue it. Have dominion over all the fish, the sea, the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. You see, the multiplication comes when you're planted in the right spot. You want to multiply in your life? You want God to multiply you? It's very important that you grow your roots deep in the garden that God's planting you, in the place that God's calling you to be. The fruitfulness and the blessing that God's wanting to do follows when you plant yourself in the right place that God has for your life. Someone else may be able to survive in another garden, but you can't. You can't always do that. You got to make sure I'm in the right spot that God has for me. Somebody else, they can survive on a homily, but you can't survive on a homily. No, you need some fasting and prayer and some worship in your life because your struggle is way too deep. Your pain is way too deep. Your addiction has been there before. Your vision is way too big for where God's calling you, and you got to have something to more. In order to multiply, We got to make sure that we plug into the right place. Look what Genesis 2:18 says. I love this part of the scripture. Verse 18 and verse 22 says, "And the Lord God said, it's not good that man should be alone. All the men said, amen, hallelujah." Revival should break out right there with every man in the place. The Lord said, "It's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, what? He made the woman, and he brought her to the man. This is important. God brought her to the man. Now, listen, in our life, when we're in the right spot, God will bring the right people in your path. When you're in the right spot that God has planted you, God will bring the right people in your path. Now, single people today, can I just speak to you real freely today? Say, "Pastor Gene, give it to me no matter how it hurts." You're smiling at me now. Let me tell you this. Part of the problem is this. Let's just be real. You haven't had that great of a track record when it comes to picking the right person, right? Think about it. Some of you guys have been stuck in some pretty bad relationships. Time, not just once, but more than one bad relationship. There comes a time we got to think, "God, I'm not doing a good job picking them." Let me say, one of the things about being planted is this. If I will plant myself in the garden that God wants me to be in and say, "God, I'm going to learn to focus on you and only you in my life," and then in the right timing, God will bring the right person to you. You got to say, "God, I'm ready to sell out my life to you. And if you choose for me to walk single for several years, I will do it. But when you're ready and I sell out, then God always brings the right person to us." Quit trying to pick your own. You're not doing a very good job. Let's just be real. How's that worked out for you? Not too good. I'm telling you, God's got a better plan, and it's called being planted in his garden. Being planted where he's planting, growing your roots deep and letting God bring the perfect person. "Well, Pastor, I've been planted for a long time and God hasn't brought me the..." Well, maybe you haven't changed yet. Maybe he's got to get you a little bit deeper. Maybe he's got to do some more changes so when he brings you that right person, it'll last. Say, "I love him." I come and say, "I love Pastor Gene. He's just telling me..." I'm keeping it real today. See, it's being planted in the right spot really makes a big difference in our lives. It does. We got to say, "God, I want to learn to fall in love with you more than anybody else in my life. I've got to learn to plant myself." See, the serpent meets Adam and meets Eve first, and then Adam. Where's he meet him at? At the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God said, here's the whole garden. It's all yours. Enjoy. The only place I don't want you to go and you can't eat this tree is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Where does the serpent find Eve at? At the tree. Did the serpent lead her there? No. The serpent met her there. Let me say this to you. When you're out of the wrong spot where God has planted you, when you step out of the wrong spot, Satan will meet you there and do everything he can to destroy your life. Some of you know God's planted you in a different place. And you're still having a hard time. You've been planted in a certain place and you're having a hard time. Why? Because God has planted you one place and you keep leaving that place and then wondering why I'm struggling. It's because we're leaving the place that God has called us to be in. Stay there. Stay there. Stay where God's planting you. Genesis 3:8-9. It's the last scripture I'm going to read to you. We read it a while ago. "And they heard the sound of the Lord, God walking in the garden, the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. The Lord called to Adam and said, 'Where are you?'" Does God know where Adam's at? Yeah. He knows. He planted them there. He knows exactly where they're at. This is not like God was lost. Said, "Hey, I can't find you. Where are you? Marco." Come on. He's not lost, okay? Some of us think, "God, boy, he just went..." No, he knew where they were at. The bigger question was, "Are you where I planted you?" That's what he was asking them. "Are you where I left you?" Now, how many of us have had seasons where we say, "God, I'm going to meet you here. God, early in the morning, I'm going to meet you. God, on my drive to work, my car is going to be a sanctuary of praise. God, I'm going to meet you there on my way home." And different times, "God, this is when I'm going to read my word, and this is when I'm going to pray, and this is when I'm going to worship." And we have seasons when we're meeting God, and it's like, it's so real in your life. His presence becomes so real, and you plant yourself there. And then things get better. The crisis goes away, and we kind of slowly slip out of that place, get back into our old routine. And God says, hey, where are you? Where are you? I'm showing up, but you're not meeting our appointments anymore. You kind of neglected me. You're not where you told me we were going to meet. You're not where you and I decided we were going to meet here. And I met you. Then you quit coming. Why? Where are you? So that's the question God's asking us today. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you planted? Environment matters. See, this is the season. This is the season that we say, you know what? I'm going to plant myself deep. I'm going to let God multiply in me. I'm going to let God grow me. I'm going to let God do everything he wants to do in my life. I got to quit being a person who gets planted and unplanted, planted and unplanted. No, it's a season. God's saying, this year, Destiny, I want you to grow. In order for you to grow, I want you to get deeper roots. I want people to plant themselves that, God, I'm going to meet you. God, I'm going to focus on you like I never have before. God, I'm going to learn to put you first in my life like I never have before. It's time for us to get planted. We're going to talk a lot this series about different ways to get planted, how to be that tree planted by the rivers of life that God's calling everyone else to be. Starting tomorrow, I'm asking those who will to pray about joining us for a 21-day challenge. We've done this for the last several years of Destiny, where we take the first part of the year, we take 21 days out of the first part of the year and say, God, we want to learn to fast and pray and get ourselves refocused back into the place we need to be with you. Go ahead and bring those slides up, guys, in the 21-day challenge. What I'm asking you to do is this. Pick a fast that will challenge you. Now, some of you may not know what fasting is. What that simply means in Scripture, we see where several times throughout Scripture it talked about fasting and prayer. And most of the time in Scripture, it talks about fasting. It talks about giving up food for a certain point in time. Now, you say, why is food important? Because of that day, food was the only thing that was centered around the day. The whole day is centered around cooking meals, preparing meals, and earning meals, harvesting meals. So it was the big social time. So that was the big event. And for someone to give up that, they were giving up the most important thing, not only physical hunger, maybe it was coming to her body, but also the social element that went along with that. It was a big sacrifice. Now, at Destiny Church, I teach that you can fast food or part portions of food. Many of you want to do the Daniel fast that Daniel did in the Scripture, and you can follow that if you want to. But whatever God calls you to do, it should be a fast that challenges you. Now, it doesn't have to be food. Some of you last year gave up social media, which is a big deal for you. Some of you gave up, you know, some certain things that you did that were really important to you, and you gave that up, say, I want to give this up. Some people gave up one meal a day. Some people gave up one thing one week, and the next week they get a different thing, and the next week they just rotate it around, different things. There's no right or wrong way, but what should happen is this. It should be something that means something to you. Don't say I'm going to fast coffee if I only drink one cup a week. Come on, let's get real.
Well, I'm fasting caffeine and coffee.
Well, you don't drink caffeine anyway. Well, coffee, this should be something. Now, if you drink 10 cups a day, then maybe you should think about that. Maybe that's something God wants you to fast. I'm not going to tell you that what you got to fast. I'm just telling you to pray about it and say, God, what can I give up during this 21 days that will be a sacrifice to me? And while you're doing that, I'm going to ask you to read at least one chapter a day. Read in the book of Psalms, Proverbs, or one of the Gospels. So I'm going to read at least one chapter a day and get my head cleared and get right back into the Word of God. Just one chapter. That's not a lot. You can read more than that if you'd like to, and probably you will. And once you start reading, you're like, I got to keep reading. It happens. But you're committed to read at least one chapter a day. Every day I'm going to spend some time in prayer. I'm going to fast and pray. Spend some time in prayer, praying to God. And then I'm going to listen only to worship music during these 21 days. Now listen, environment matters. That's why I'm asking you to join me. For 21 days, when you're listening to music normally, I want you to put on some praise and worship or Christian music that will just feed your spirit, get yourself ready back where you need to be, and say, man, I'm just going to make sure for 21 days I'm going to get myself refocused back in to sharpen myself to get back where Jesus is the center of where he needs to be in my life. I'm asking for many people who's willing to join me in this 21-day challenge. Many of you have done it before. If you never heard about fasting before, you can go online. You can Google spiritual fasting. There's all kinds of tips and scriptures there. You can go on our website, and you can find the message from last year at this time, the first message of 2013. I preached a whole message on that. You can go back and listen to that on the iCast there. And so, listen, this is going to be a time of spiritual renewal. We say, God, I want to learn to be planted. How many today say, Pastor, I'm ready to be planted in 2014? I want my roots to go deeper than they've ever gone before in my life. Yeah. I'm going to invite you to stand on your feet. Today, if you're ready to be planted, say, God, I'm ready to plant myself deep in you this year. I want to plant them deeper than they've ever been. I want you to join me around the front as we close out with this song. We're going to step out and say, God, I'm making that commitment. 2014, I'm going to plant myself deep in you. I'm not going to be a spiritual elevator this year, but I'm going to learn to be planted. Get my feet upon the solid rock to stay. As you're coming in, press into the front, guys. Give room for all those coming in the back behind you. It's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year. I'm excited. I'm excited. I tell you, as I said a while ago, God is preparing us. You can see why I see my spirit, man. I'm just so excited about what God's going to do in your life, in my life, in the life here of Destiny Church and what he's wanting to do. But it comes, we plan ourselves. Plan ourselves. Don't allow Satan to distract you. Don't allow yourself to slip into seasons when you fall off the face of the map. Don't disappear for months at a time, weeks at a time. Be here as much as possible. Plan to God, I'm going to have my family. Make it a priority. God, I'm planning myself personally, and I'm planning myself and family in the house of the Lord this year. I'm going to take it even deeper. I'm going to plant myself in the Word of God. I'm going to plant myself in relationships. We're going to talk about a lot of things we plant ourselves in to grow. Are you ready to grow? Are you ready to plant yourself this year? Raise your hand if you say, I'm ready, Pastor. I'm ready. We're going to sing this song. Somebody says, where you go, I go. What you say, I say. What you pray, I pray. Come on.
Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. Hey, yeah.
Listen to me. I want you to raise your hands where you're at. I want to pray over you this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray this year that, God, we become deep in our roots. That, God, we allow ourselves to be planted in a way we never have. That, God, many people in this room have already taken strides or already growing. And, God, I pray this year. God, there'll be a new season of being planted. Fresh growth, fresh fruit, a fresh harvest will come, Lord, from those that are allowing themselves to be planted. No longer will we be planted according to seasons, but God, we're going to plant ourselves deep in you. We're going to fall in love with you. And God, we're going to let you bring the right people to our place. We're going to let you bring the right people in our life. We're going to allow you to bring the things you're wanting to bring. And God, we're going to plant ourselves deep in you. We're going to fall in love with you all over again. God, we're going to grow deep in you. We're going to allow the Spirit to be fresh in our life. We're going to surrender all we have to being planted firmly, deeply in the Word of the Lord and in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you, God. You are preparing us now for a new season of multiplication. And it starts right now with allowing ourselves to be planted deep so we can sustain every storm that comes our way. And Father, right now, there's a new season of planting coming to Destiny Church. Father, in our lives, we say yes. We say yes. We say yes. Come on, one more time.
Where you go, I go. What you say, I say, God. What you pray, I pray. What you pray, I pray. Where you go, I go. What you say, I go. What you pray, I pray. What you pray, I pray. Yeah. Where you go, I go. What you say, I say, God. What What you pray, I pray. What you pray, I pray.
Are you ready? Man, it's going to be a good year. I hope you're ready to spread those roots deep this year, man. I tell you what, some of you already started this process. I've seen so much growth and change in your life. I tell you what's the most exciting thing as a pastor to see people start to put their roots deep and allow God to do this. And others of you, you're going to join right along in. Say, this is my year. Pastor, I'm planting deep. I'm planting deep. God bless you. You guys have a great week. 21 days. Accept the challenge. God bless you.